of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of August of 2023. And I'll be reading everything just as printed. All right, first page of the Lyons newsletter, August 2023. Memorials and honorariums. The money received from memorials and honorariums is used to support the administration of the North Carolina Lyons Foundation. Memorials and honorariums can be applied towards a club's brighter vision goal. Please specify on the memorials and honorariums form. For additional information, contact PDG George Fisher at cell phone 252-617-9153 or email gfisherlyon@gmail.com. A note, a great way to recognize a club member for performing an outstanding job on a club project is using the honorarium program. Hours in service, PDG George Fisher, committee chair. Announcement. Kinston Host Lions Club is having a reverse drawing fundraiser on August 22nd at King's Restaurant in Kinston, North Carolina. A steak dinner will be part of your $50 ticket price. Please join us for a fun way to assist those in need. For more information, contact Lion Betty Ann Wooten at bettyannwooten@icloud.com. The grand prize is, let's see, the grand prize is $2,500. Doors open at 6, dinner begins at 6:30. And again, that's on August 22nd. A few words from our district governor. Greetings, fellow Lions. This month has flown by. Lion Dawn and myself have been to Boston for the Lions Club's International Convention, where I was installed as district governor with the oath given by our new international president, Dr. Patty Hill. It was a time of great celebration and learning. Our time was a great experience, and if you ever get a chance to go, you need to go at least once. Dr. Patty Hill has given us a challenge to grow our membership so we can grow our service. You will be hearing about this challenge called Mission 1.5. Everyone knows we have been sitting at 1.4 million members worldwide. So the challenge is to grow our membership to 1.5 million members worldwide till 2027. This is our opportunity to grow our clubs and membership and start new Lions and Leo clubs so we can increase our service to our communities. By doing this, we will be changing the world, which was Dr. Patty Hill's presidential theme. As of today, we have added 29 new members since July 1st and have dropped 9 members. We're off to a good start, so let's keep up the trend by adding new members and new clubs. PDG Vince Schimmler is one of the best in bringing in new members. You'll be hearing from him more on membership throughout the year. If you are having trouble, give him a call, and he will be glad to help. While we were in Boston, I was hoping to have some news on the new Lions portal, but unfortunately, it is not ready to be launched. It looks like it will be September or October. So we will be setting up some training dates for club officers, and we'll revisit trainings for the Lions portal at a later date. In this newsletter, you'll find some pictures of our time in Boston, then some pictures from the awards and installation banquet in New Bern. I hope you enjoy the pictures, and I hope those that came to the awards and installation enjoyed their time. When I got back, I also did my first club visitation with the Grifton Lions Club. This club has accepted the challenge to grow its membership, but also has accepted the goals that were set for Brighter Visions, Camp Dogwood Raffle, and the district governor's monetary goals, which is in the directory. While I am writing this, the directory is at the printers, going into print. So let's talk about these goals. For Brighter Visions, we set a goal of $125 per member. We have come close a few times, but I believe our district can reach this goal with everyone's help. Think about it. The money we raise for this fundraiser through our very own foundation, North Carolina Lions Foundation, helps with grants, VIP camps, helps reduce the cost of the MSU unit, White Canes, VIP fishing tournament grant, and scholarships. What we raise normally is given back to our communities threefold. Even if your club has never given to Brighter Visions, there is so much more we can do if every club helps. Next is Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. The Camp Dogwood Committee has decided to challenge everyone in selling more Camp Dogwood tickets. It has been increased to 5 books per member. This raffle goes to the maintenance of the camp. As you all know, it takes money to take care of the maintenance of your own home. So I want you to think of Camp Dogwood as your home, as each of us lines in the state own a part of it. And last is District Governor monetary goals. As a cabinet, we decided to keep it $22 per member, and the district dues are kept at $19.50 per member. Last, you should have seen an advertisement for the Brighter Visions and Camp Dogwood campaign kickoff that was emailed to every member on the email list. The date is August 19th at 10 a.m., with the first cabinet meeting following. I look forward to seeing all the clubs represented, and bring your first Brighter Visions check to jumpstart our Lions year. Yours in Lionism, Carlton Carly Metz, District Governor. And there's a photo of several Lions holding a beautiful Lions North Carolina banner. From our first VDG, Anna Elliott. Happy August, Lions. Hope all your new board member installations are completed and you have submitted and or updated on MyLCI. Did you already set up your club's goals for this Lion year? How about your fundraisers? Let us know how we can help. For now, I would like to focus on our Brighter Vision kickoff, Show Up and Show Off. It's going to be August 19th at 10 a.m. at Lions Industries for the Blind. Can't wait to see you all there. And that's from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D. Her number is 254-415-2751. Mark your calendar for the Brighter Visions District 31N kickoff on August 19th. This is going to be at 416 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston. From our second Vice District Governor, Jean Getz. Last week, I had the opportunity to attend the 105th Lions Club International Convention in Boston. What a fantastic experience. I was impressed on Saturday as I attended the Parade of Nations. Every club walked in the parade. Our group of North Carolina Lions was number 99. My guess is there were at least 20 groups behind us. Impressive. I had a great time talking to other like-minded Lions and took in a few helpful seminars. Oh, the food in Boston was great. Our new international president, Dr. Patty Hill, has set a goal to increase membership from 1.4 to 1.5 million by 2027. Last week, I visited the Dunmary Stewart Community Lions Club and inducted 2 new Lions. Congratulations to Dunmary Stewart. Only 99,998 to go. That's a start. Let's see if we can all do our part in recruiting new members. Our new president's theme is Changing the World. Watch your email for details on a kids' site training session planned for September 9th at Lions Industries for the Blind in Kinston. Whether you use the kids' site vehicle or you are fortunate enough to have your own club's equipment, now is the time to contact schools and get screenings scheduled. Details on training will be sent out in the coming week. And that is from Jean Getz, your second Vice District Governor. Life is good. And there's a photo of him in a conference room at the Lions International Convention. From our past District Governor. Greetings, fellow Lions. Have been busier than ever as a PDG. Recently, several clubs helped to sponsor a health fair. A combination of 3 Lions clubs, Western Harnett, Fayetteville Community, and volunteers from a new club being started in Fayetteville went in and worked together and manned approximately 9 tables for free info or testing. Between checking blood pressure, children's eyes, hearing, color blindness or deficiency, showing off tech for VIPs and hearing impaired, we also had children's diabetes and lupus information tables and a Lions info table. All lions worked and played really hard together and got a lot of interest in lions and lionism. I am so proud of everyone that helped and of the many folks that were helped that day. Please consider going in and working with other lions to help beef up membership. Remember, we are a pride of lions. That's from PDG Mara McLeod. And there's photos of several of the tables at this recent health fair. How to gain new membership in your club. I am a firm believer of the strategy to just ask. Over my 20 years as a lion, I have probably sponsored at least 50 members into my club, the Western Harnett Lions Club. Not a single one of these new members came up to me and asked if I can join your club. You need to take the initiative and start a conversation with a neighbor, a friend, or coworker, and find out a little about the person and some of his or her interests, and then suggest that the Lions may be able to help fulfill your interests by some of the club's projects. Be positive. Let them know that you are proud to be a lion. Invite the person to a club-sponsored service to get the enjoyment of serving others. Sure, you'll get folks that will tell you that the lions are not for them. Do not take it as a personal affront. Tell them thank you for their time and move on to another prospective lion. Believe me, there are people out there that want to serve others. It is our job to go out and find them. I challenge each lion to ask at least one person during the month of August to join the greatest service organization in the world. DG Carly Metz brought back some interesting information from the International Convention about a new membership program titled Mission 1.5. I will talk about some of this in my next month's article. So the membership totals for District N, July 1st of this year, 963. July 20th of this year, 983, that's for a gain of 20 members. This is from Lion Vince Schimmoller, MD31, membership chair, and his email address is vschimmoller@gmail.com. And there he included some photos from DG Carly Metz and Lion Dawn Metz's trip to the USS Constitution. Camp Dogwood tickets allocation per member increased to 5 books. You may be surprised to find more tickets in your club's allotment when you attend the Brighter Visions kickoff on August 19th. All districts have increased to 5 books per member. The average book sold across the state was 2.21, but over 30% of the clubs in the state sold 3 or more books. The Camp Dogwood Committee felt if we get more tickets in the hands of Lions, it will help to raise more funds to support the maintenance needs of the facility. Also, with the extra books of tickets, we are hoping clubs will sell more of them to the general public. That's from Jean Getz, your Camp Dogwood State Chairperson. Here are some upcoming golf tournaments. New Bern and Twin Rivers Lions Club. Invite individuals or teams to play in the 12th annual charity golf tournament. It's a four-person Super Bowl format, and it benefits the visually impaired in our community. This will be held September 16th. The rain date is to be determined. Tee time is 1 p.m. The entry fee is $75 per person or $300 per team. It includes green fee and cart, meal prizes, and refreshment cart. Call George Fisher, 252-617-9153, or Carly Metz, 252-259-4827. The deadline to sign up is September 9th of 2023. And you can contact them at email twinriverslionsclub@gmail.com. And there's another annual golf tournament at Massey Hills Lions Club on Saturday, September 9th. It will be at the Cypress Lakes Golf Course in Fayetteville. There will be a shotgun start at 8:30 a.m., and there will be cash prizes for first through third. And let's see, registration includes green and cart fees, one red tee, one multi-mulligan per side, contest for longest drive, closest to the pin, and breakfast and lunch will be included. And that's all for $90 per player. And there will be drawings for teams Friday, September 8th at 7 p.m. at the Massey Hill Lions Club at 1613 Camden Road. There are also hole sponsors available. The deadline to register is September 7th. Contact Jerry Scott at 910-977-0885 for more information. District awards and installation. Here are some photos of that process with IPDG Mayra McLeod, with first VDG Anna Elliott receiving the Melvin Jones Fellowship. A picture of Lion Joe Poth receiving the Presidential Leadership Award, and a photo of Betty Shingleton receiving the Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow, and a photo of past International President Sid Scruggs. KidSight training at Lions Industries for the Blind at 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston will be held Saturday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Training is available for those who want to help with the KidSight vehicle or to help with your club's vision screening program. The training will include a video presentation by PID Dr. Ed Cords and Lions KidSight USA Chairman. Update on the KidSight program in North Carolina by Brian Hoover and Gene Getz, and a detailed review of the KidSight certification test. Lunch will be offered at this event for only $10, but you're welcome to bring your own meal if you choose. Please RSVP by September 7th by emailing Gene Getz at ggoetz00@gmail.com or text 414-640-5935. There will be a fundraiser for Lions Club of Hampstead. This will be a car wash. You can get a $20 car wash for only $10 at Tidal Wave Auto and Spa. It includes free vacuuming and free rags. And for tickets, you can phone Mark at 201-704-5603 or Elaine at 201-704-5604. Make your car look pristine while you benefit the Hampstead Lions Club and your community. Hampstead Lions is working with Tidal Wave Auto Spa at 2821 North Carolina Highway 210 East. Act fast before all the tickets are sold out. Vision Day on Saturday, September 30th. Seeing clearly means living fully. Your vision directly influences how you experience the world around you. Imagine reading your favorite book, enjoying a stunning landscape, or simply recognizing the faces of your loved ones with ease and clarity. Regular eye exams help ensure that your eyes are healthy, your vision is optimized, and you can fully engage in every aspect of life. Don't take your eyesight for granted. Join us for our Lions Club's special event designed for maintaining lifelong eye health. So that's going to be a special Vision Day event. That's on Saturday, September 30th. I don't see any location for this, so I will move along. All right, we're coming up on the VIP Fishing Tournament. Support the 2023 VI Fishing Tournament. I'm sorry, VIP Fishing Tournament on October 16th to 18th. There's a form. The deadline for applying is September 15th of 2023. If you would like to know more, contact Lion Michael H. Schwartz at 704-854-5315 or email schwartz54832 gmail.com. There are also opportunities to have your ad placed in the program for the VIP fishing tournament. The back cover goes for $1,500 as well as the inside front cover. Full page is $300, a half a page is $200, and a quarter page is $125, and a business card sized ad is $75. And there are some lovely pictures from the Lions Club International Convention. There's one with DG Carly Metz and partner in service, Dawn Metz. One of Lion Derek Mitchell and Council Chair Raheem Shamori. And Council Chair District Governor Susan O'Brien, Kathy Poirier, Lorraine Dixon and Susan Fernandez. And the whole group of Lions from North Carolina, and it is a healthy-looking group. Lots of people there. And to end this newsletter, we have a back page ad for Lions Industries for the Blind. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. And they have offerings of Lions Club apparel through LIB Graphic Solutions. And there's a picture of a fleece vest, a polo shirt, a golf shirt, a t-shirt, and a rain jacket that looks like it's fleece-lined, and a baseball cap, all with the Lions International logo on it. And you can get one from Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated by calling 252-527-3499. Well, it was a short and sweet newsletter this month, so I hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.